I saw in a vision of the night a man who seemed to be coming from Ireland, carrying many letters. His name was Victorinus. He gave one of them to me, and I read the opening lines, which were the voice of the Irish. While I was reading, I thought I heard the voices of the people who live by the wood of Vaucluct, which is by the Western Sea. They cried as with one voice, "We ask you, son, to come and walk once more among us." I was heartbroken at this and could read no further, and so I woke up. Years later, thanks be to God, the Lord granted them what they had asked. So it came about that Ireland, a land filled with people who had never had the knowledge of God, but worshipped idols and other foul objects, now had a people of the Lord who are called the children of God.
Father of us all, by whose providence the blessed Patrick was chosen to be the apostle of the Irish, so that they might become children of the Most High God, grant that with his prayers we may all be bearers of good news and living witnesses in all the churches to your love for the whole human family and your care for all of creation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I thank you, Father wonder of my being. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
Christ, the Good Shepherd, laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise him with grateful hearts as we pray. Christ our Lord, in the holy pastors, you reveal your love for us. May we never be deprived of the care you show through them. Through your sacred ministers, you are present in our midst as the shepherd of our souls. Never cease to guide us through their teaching and encouragement. In the saints who lead your people, you manifest your power of healing souls and bodies. Remain always with us to renew our lives in holiness. By the example of the saints, you instruct your faithful in the ways of wisdom and love. Through our pastors, help us to grow to the full stature of perfection. I arise today in the might of heaven, brightness of sun, whiteness of snow, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. God's legions to save me, to protect me from snares of the demons, from evil enticements, from failings of nature, from one man or many that seek to destroy me nearby or afar. May the God of hope fill us with every joy in believing. Amen. May the peace of Christ abound in our hearts. Amen. May the Holy Spirit enrich us with the great gifts, now and forever. Amen.